Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, beginning at verse 35. On that day, when evening had come, he, Jesus, said to them, and he was talking to his disciples, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was, and other boats were with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat so that the boat was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" And he awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said to them, "Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great fear, or as another translation says, absolute awe, and said to one another, "Who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Before that scene on the stormy sea that we just read about in the Gospel of Mark, Jesus had been with his disciples for a while. But listen to the last thing they said in that verse when they said, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" During their time together, they had heard him teaching and speaking, confronting the Pharisees and other pious religious leaders of the day who were afraid of who he was. And those leaders challenged him and tried to trip Jesus up with all their religious rules. And they used those to try and strangle and control the people in those days. And his disciples, along with many others, had seen Jesus perform miracle after miracle, day after day with him. They had witnessed him do so many things, and yet they say in the boat, "Who then is this?" Referring to Jesus, that even the wind and the sea obey him. They saw him heal a leper on the side of the road and heal the apostle Peter's mother-in-law from a fever. They saw him cast out demons of illness or of disease, depression, bad behavior from people who came to him asking for his help. They watched as a Roman centurion came humbly to Jesus, asking him to heal his paralyzed servant. A Roman centurion commanded 100 men and was an experienced soldier, skilled at killing, a member of the ruling Roman government. Yet there he was, standing before Christ and asking him for help. The disciples watched over and over as Jesus raised a widow's son to life, and then time after time listened to his teachings, gathered with others wherever he was. But the faith of his disciples and others who followed him and wanted to believe him was very weak. They did not and would not fully appreciate who he was until his death and resurrection. Every day, in every moment, they underestimated his power, a power which was on board with them in that boat and was always with them. Unfortunately, they believed in his power, though, only when they saw it occur. The next difficulty or storm that they faced, or the next mountain which rose up before him, there they were. Doubt had set back in on them again. They believed in facts, in things which they could touch and see. Realist, I suppose, pragmatists, like when Jesus actually woke up and calmed the storm, or another time when he healed someone. They saw that and they believed it. But before that occurred, they didn't really believe that they had power on board. They believed it only when they saw it. Sounds a little like some folks that you and I know, right? Maybe even you. For sure, me at times. The writer of Hebrews says this in chapter 11, verse 1. Faith means being sure of the things we hope for and knowing that something is real, even if we do not see it. Here's the truth. In the midst of whatever in the middle of, no matter what, the God of the universe, the Lord of lords, the King of kings, the healer of healers, the Jesus of the cross and the empty tomb is the real deal. He really is. He sees us. He watches over us. He wants the best for us and is walking with us. His power is there. It's in the boat. It's in our classroom. It's in our marriage. It's in our job. It's in our difficulty in every long, desolate valley we walk through. He is there in the midst of whatever we're in the midst of. Whatever storms threaten to drown us, he is there, throwing a life preserver to us. Better yet, reaching down and pulling us up out of the water. The Reverend Billy Graham said over and over to millions and millions around the world that we are not called to understand what God does or how he does what he does. We're called to believe. You know, we'll never understand God's way, but we have plenty of evidences of his presence and his power in our lives. And in our better moments, we do believe that he did what he did. All the healing, all the miracles, calming the storms, parting the seas, and moving mountains. But the problem, the real question we struggle with in the everyday adventures of life is this: do we believe that he wants to and can do all of that for us too? Even today, in all of our stuff, look, we see what he's done. We know he has been there and done things in the world before, but do we really believe that he cares and wants to do all that for you and for me and those we love, for each one of us listening in today? Sadly, many of us carry around the heavy baggage of past personal relationships which color our relationship with God, past relationships with parents, friends, spouses, teachers, and people we work with teammates and coaches, where we were let down, we were hurt, disappointed, criticized, neglected, or rejected, maybe even abandoned. And we wrongly attribute those characteristics to God. And so, because of our past experiences with those other people who we trusted, we have trouble today believing that God wants the best for us and is there for us. But we need to believe that. He is not those others. He has never done anything that wasn't always for your ultimate good, even though you may not have been able to see it at the time. Jesus is saying the same thing to us that he said to the disciples: trust me, believe me, no matter what you face. An illness at your family, a relationship you thought was forever breaks and you don't know what's next, he's there. Maybe you've fallen, maybe you've come up short in something, he's there. You're struggling to meet expectations, yours and others. The world tries to label you as a failure, and you don't know where to turn. And Jesus says, I've got you. Trust me. Don't fear. I see where you are and will never leave you, no matter what. My hand is on your shoulder. Whatever you're facing, storms and difficulties, mountains to climb, decisions to make, I am there for your good and for my glory. My friends, look, you can believe it or not. My suggestion to you, and in my experience, and I'll bet yours, we can believe it. God sees us. He has us in his hands. Just let it be about him and where he wants us. It's not about us, not about our doing it in our power, with our direction, but his. He knows our next step. And the next after that, he makes a way for us through the storms and over the mountains. In every moment of our lives, he is there. He sees us and knows the way. We just need to make it about him and to follow his lead for our good. I remember the first time many, many years ago that I was asked to lead the entire worship service in a small church in a small town not very far from here. I remember sitting there preparing the sermon that would be a part of the service, full of anxiety as I sat there preparing, and a waste paper basket full of crumpled papers of discarded notes and ideas after days and days of fruitless efforts. So there I sat on Friday, 2 days before the service on Sunday, wondering whether anyone would like what I had to say if I ever came up with anything, or would they just politely fall asleep? Ironically, the scripture that I used this morning from Mark was the same scripture I used that very first time, the story of Christ in the boat, Jesus on board. Well, after a while, Linda stuck her head in and sent me out on some errands. Mercifully, I realized later, to get my mind off my spiritual struggles. While driving in front of a local shopping mall, I remember thinking about later what happened, that God poked me. Clearly a poke from God, telling me to stop thinking about what people would think about me, but to just share what he wanted me to share for them. It wasn't about me, he continued, but only and always about him and his glory. Well, Upon my return home, now feeling a little redirected and focused on him and not myself, with God's help, I finished in an hour or so. And I remember it. No one fell asleep, or at least I didn't notice. Guys, look, Jesus sees us in every moment of every day of our lives. He is there. He sees us and is with us and through everything we face. He's in the boat. He's the power on board for the way ahead, in everything, for anything. And what's even better, he knows the way ahead through whatever. That's all we need. He's all we need. That's always enough. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you for this moment, for this day, for this time to just pause and realize no matter what, no matter where we are, that you're in the boat, that you are the power on board in our lives, always there for us. Help us to make it about you always, Lord, not about us. And then to follow you and to feel your power flowing through us as we take the next step that you set before us to be all that you want us to be and all that you want us to do for you and with you, to touch others in the world around us for you and with you, to make a difference in the world and expand your kingdom, all for your glory and for the good of others. Thanks for loving us. Thanks for all you do for us and with us. And it's in your precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.